We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
I would like to use my time here, Jen, about getting into shape and physical fitness and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Be motivating.
Girl, look at that body. I work out.
Preaching from the mount, Jeff Dollar.
Look, here's the thing. I'm going to start off by saying this. Everything has clicked. I'm eating better.
Yay!
I'm working out.
Yay!
Callie's on board with it, so we're doing it together.
Support system at home. That's so important.
And I was thinking about it today, this morning, when I was thinking about what update I want to give, because I was like, well, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I did the, you know, I ran. I don't drink soda anymore. I'm, you know, like, everything's
all
good.
The check-in questions was like, did you run three times and sweat?
Yeah. They're all, those are all yeses. But here's
you should celebrate that.
I am. But what I want to talk, I want to talk to the people who, like me, have to line everything up in order to do something else. Like, I can't start eating healthy until all the crappy food is out of my house. I can't start doing the keto diet or the Atkins diet or the Whole 30 or the, well, Whole 30 is different because that's, you can't eat anything. But the other ones.
Yes, you can.
But those other ones. Like, I can't do, like, I can't get started. I can't start running until I have new shoes or until I'm eating healthier. Here's the diet that I'm going to follow to the letter. That's not the way my brain works. Like, I have to something like that, I have to roll slowly up to it. I'm not a person who can just wake up and change things. Jen, you've talked about it before. I think either you or your husband, Grant, just has to eliminate something and just has to take it off the table.
That works for me.
Right. So you're like, if you decide that you're done with sugar, you just say, I'm never drinking soda. And then it's just gone. And you take it out of your...
To me, it's easier to eliminate one category of food just from everything.
Like
right.
One thing at a time. So that whole thing is just gone. So it doesn't even tempt you. And you don't even have to think, like, how much dairy is in this? Or,
Yeah. It's just easier that way.
That's
and
a good idea.
For me, the minute you say, in my head, if I say to myself, I'm not drinking soda anymore, it's the only thing I want, and then I have one soda, and then I'm like, I failed, and then I can just drink soda.
Throw the rule out the window.
So for me, it works to have a slow, like, roll up to it where, like, I'm going to try not to drink sodas. I'm going to be done with sodas. And then where I was drinking probably one Coke a day, those faded away, and then it became like one Coke a week, and now I don't think I've had one in over a week. It's just gone, right? Like, so
do you feel like it's gone forever now?
It's not gone forever. That's not how my brain works. Mm-hmm. I can't eliminate it forever. If I know it's gone forever, it's the only thing I want, but until I reach my weight. So I just want to say, like, to anybody who thinks, because this is where my head goes a lot of times, to start something big like this, to start this journey, you have to be completely prepared and completely ready. And tomorrow's the day you're going to start, because that's when I'll set out my workout clothes and I'll think ahead for my meals and I'll meal prep and all that stuff. Guess what? It's tomorrow never comes.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do it today and you just make whatever small decision you need to make today.
Because all those little small decisions build up to a whole lifestyle change.
Right. And now,
but if you never do any of them, you never get there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now that I'm, like, not drinking the sodas, like, the thought of going out and having a soda, like, I've eliminated fast food. Like, I never, and the thought of eating it, with no offense to it, I mean, it's delicious.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm the way home from Woodstock. I had myself a Wendy's cheeseburger and a Frosty. I'll still eat it. But the thought of going there every day is just gone. It's not mm-hmm. an option.
Do you notice that when you have less of it, that when you do eat it, like for me, what keeps me going is that when I finally break down, my body is so much quicker to hate it
mm-hmm.
because I'll eat healthy and then I'll eat junk food once in the week. And I'm like, oh, this is why I cut it out. I finally feel gross. And
yes.
It is, for me, it especially happens with sugars. So, mm-hmm. like, if I go forever without having anything, not forever, but if I go a couple weeks without having anything sweet, and then I have one swig of Coke, I'm like, wow!
It knocks you over. Yeah. But your body just sort of gets accustomed to it if you're eating it and drinking it all the time.
Yeah.
So I good for you. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So where are we on the scale? Your goal was losing 50 pounds.
I'm not down as, I mean, I was hoping to be down more. I think I'm down like 8 or 9.
That's good.
It's fine though.
That's fine.
But what I want to say one more time for the people in the back, don't wait for tomorrow. Just make one change today. Like change, and then stack that tiny little change onto another one that you're going to make in a couple more days and a couple more days and a couple more days. And next thing you know, 30 days have gone by. You've made 10 tiny changes. And guess what? Now you've started and you're doing it. So just start today. Tomorrow never comes.
That's awesome. Thanks for that.
Word.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.